over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
All right, come on now. Join us here at Rosie on the House. We're doing everything we can to get ready for the ongoing influx of people moving here. We're doing that by fixing our house, home, castle, or cabin up to snuff. Get it fixed just right. You have a project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin? Give me a call right now. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will take your name and number and your question. We'll put you on hold just for a minute or two or ten. We'll get to you as quick as we can, depending on how many people beat you in to the call. We have several lines, so we have room for lots of callers. Give us a ring. Let us know what it is you're trying to tackle, and I'll do my best to put my 50 years of building and remodeling experience in Arizona. I did get introduced to the trades working for a contracting family in rural Louisiana, where they did everything. They did the digging, the concrete, the framing, the roofing, built the cabinets, did the painting, hung the sheetrock, laid the flooring, did all the trim carpentry. And they did all that while I was still mostly digging. I had a lot of shovel time digging my first year in the trades.
You dig coolies too, man? You must have been pretty good at that.
I'll tell you this. I like digging better in Louisiana than in Arizona.
Softer dirt.
Oh, baby. Let me tell you.
I should explain. A coolie in Louisiana is the equivalent to a creek, but a creek is much more prettier. Coolies, they're just designed for drainage.
They're just for drainage. Yeah. That's right. So let me put my experience to work for you. Like I say, we have been building and remodeling right here in Arizona for 50 years. Let me see if I can't coach you along, either trying to tackle the project by yourself or whether you're trying to hire somebody. I can help you out. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know you can get our free maintenance calendar, rosieonthehouse.com. Just text us or email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. As a matter of fact, when Romy's here, he's out today, you can text us your questions and we can answer them.
I can do that as well.
Okay, so what's the text number?
411-923.
You know how to do that?
Yeah, baby.
Well, you have to teach me how to do that.
No, you got enough to do. Multitasking is not your specialty, baby.
I'm a very linear thinking. But those of you who are regular listeners know you can get our maintenance calendar, rosieonthehouse.com. Just request it. We send it to you free.
The best way to do that is the info. Email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. That way you can put in your name and your address, your full name and address, and it'll come right to you.
And let me say this. Of the 20,000 we distributed last year, if we have your name and address, you're getting a 2020. You don't have to re-request it. We'll renew each calendar every year for free. You don't have to ask for it.
And we send them out once at the end of every month after that. So
in bulk.
Yeah. So if you've requested this month, they'll be shipped out pretty soon here. We've got quite a list.
Well, the great thing about this year's calendar is many of the months have coupons on the bottom of the calendar that it's a free calendar that's going to pay you money all year long. In January, there's actually a $50 off coupon for Arizona Pool Water Recycling. If you want to get your swimming pool ready for the summer, you call Arizona Pool Water Recycling now. They don't drain your pool. They reverse osmosis, purify the water that's in your pool. You won't waste all the water that's sitting in there. They will simply mount a trailer in your property, and over the course of the evening and the night, they will reverse osmosis, purify your water so pure by the next morning that they literally, before they leave, have to contaminate it a little bit so it doesn't aggressively eat your tile and your plaster. But they'll balance the water before they leave. So you get completely new water for this coming summer. They operate statewide, and on our calendar, they're giving you a $50 off coupon. Arizona Water Recycling, ArizonaPoolWaterRecycling.com.
And you don't have to use any extra water. It's the existing water. That's a save and a half right there.
It is. You don't have to pay to fill the pool back up.
It's an amazing process. It's worth doing.
It is. Also in January, you'll get an opportunity to explore solar power at your house. Do you have a question? Well, our friend Scottsdale Solar, Rosie Certified, is going to give you an over-the-phone analysis. No intimidating salesman shows up. It's all going to be done by a phone call. Give them a ring, 480-483-2400. That's Scottsdale Solar. No home visit needed. It's just a 10-minute phone call, and they'll do a reality assessment as to whether solar would work for you or not. And then you'd know whether or not to take it to the next step. So those are all the things that we provide. The Saturday morning radio show, the website, rosieonthehouse.com, the referral directory service that has been voted by you, the Arizona homeowners, both in Phoenix and Tucson, as the number one source for reliable, safe contract providers. Thank you very much for voting. Thank you very much for the allegiance. We have people that will say they'll never allow anyone on their property that isn't Rosie certified after they use the first Rosie certified contractor. Not the biggest referral directory around, but the most tightly screened referral directory on the entire planet. So we do all these things. We've built all these resources for one reason: to accomplish our vision statement. Our vision statement is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And baby, we just got back from Las Vegas, National Builder Industrial Show, National Kitchen and Bath Industrial Show. Well, of course, you know, Gary, they always invite the economic experts to those.
Absolutely.
And tell you what next year is going to bring. Well, baby, I'm going to tell you this. Next year is going to be even busier and busier than the last couple years. Attendance at the show, they project, was up 30%. That's the seventh year in a row, double-digit growth on attendance. Over 100,000 contractors, builders, developers, and remodelers attended the show. And they're doing this because they're trying to get in tune with what's the newest, latest, and greatest. And I'm going to share some of those finds that we, Jennifer and I, found with you this hour. But before I do, as you know, if you've got one of the calendars, we're covering drywall repair. Whether, you know, has someone become a little aggressive over the holidays, or did you poke a hole moving in a new piece of furniture Santa Claus delivered, or a big screen TV, or you've got deferred maintenance, holes that have been around a long time, and you just haven't known how to pursue the repair of them. Well, the great thing about repairing drywall is I think any homeowner ought to invest the little bit it costs in tools and material to give drywall repair a try. Because you literally can't mess up if you're not happy with the repair the first time, and you probably won't be. All you do is get a wet sponge, wet it all, take it off, and try again. And there are special things that they've built for you that make it easier. There are all kinds of little miscellaneous drywall repair kits that you can pick up for dollars. If you've got, the most common is probably that doorknob hole in the drywall where the door stopper didn't work, or the door was opened overly aggressive and overcame the door stopper spring, and the doorknob poked a little hole in the sheetrock. Well, they make little clips. What you do is take your drywall knife and go outside of the hole. And you want to get outside the hole because you want to get out past where the sheetrock gypsum compound has been demolished. You want to get back to solid sheetrock. So if the hole is the size of an orange, you're going to go about the size of a cantaloupe, but you're going to cut a circle and or a square. I would say cut a square the size of a cantaloupe with the orange size hole right in the middle of that square. Let's cut that out either with a razor blade knife or a handheld drywall saw. Don't use an electric tool. It'll create way too much dust. You'll really hate yourself. Don't do that. So once we get the hole cut out, then it's very easy to take the measurements, go down to the hardware store, and don't buy a whole sheet of sheetrock. Just buy a little 2x2 sheet. Yeah, it's going to cost you almost as much as a 4x8 sheet, but don't buy the whole sheet. It's hard to get home. It's hard to fit in the Prius. And then what are you going to do with a whole sheet of sheetrock? It's just going to get wet, get old, and get rotten. You're going to have to find a way to throw it away. So you buy a little 2x2 sheet. You measure out where you want to cut. You cut it the size of that square and get it to where it'll fit right inside that hole. Don't worry about getting it friction tight. As a matter of fact, I would tell you don't. Cut it where there's about a 1/8 or 1/4 inch gap between the sheetrock hanging on the wall and the repair you've made. And then they make clips while you're there buying the little 2x2 sheet of sheetrock. They make quick repair, drywall repair clips for pennies. And then you clip it onto the wall, the sheetrock that's hanging on the wall. And then you put a couple screws in to hold the clips. Take the little piece you've cut and apply it to the clips. Screw it in place. Now you've done all the hard work. Now you've got the integrity of the drywall reestablished, and all you need to do is the tape and the texture. And that's easier than you think. I'll tell you how right after this.
Don't get your windows replaced until you get an education and a quote from the experts at Pella Windows. So we've got Adam Homer in. Do you often change the window product as you go around the house?
Oftentimes, customers wanting to turn a window into a door. If somebody wants to take an operable window, maybe that they don't ever open, we turn those into picture windows.
Would you change glazing options as you go around a house?
You know, I guess intuitively it kind of makes sense. I mean, I understand why people think that maybe I'll do, your best sun defense glass on the west and south exposure and maybe do something different and less expensive on the north and east side of the house. I mean, when it's 115 degrees outside, it's 115 degrees outside, whether the sun's on it or not. I mean, you're going to put sun defense glass, if you're here in the valley, throughout your whole home.
Take the time to think through the right door and window.
Pella's two locations in Scottsdale and Tucson. Find them at rosieonthehouse.com under Certified Partners.